Today is January 11th, 2017, and this is episode number 393 of the Apple Context Machine, a podcast for the Mac Observer. I'm Jeff Gamet, managing editor at TMO.
And I'm Brian Chaffin, Master Chef. Master Chef. To get the full story on anything we cover, I was distracted. John Keat just posted this story from TylerVirgin.com. There's 15 insane things that correlate with each other. For instance, U.S. spending on science, space, and technology exactly tracks with suicides by hanging, strangulation, and suffocation.
Okay.
Number of people who drown by falling into a pool, it almost exactly correlates with films Nicolas Cage has appeared in.
That's fascinating.
Per capita cheese consumption almost exactly tracks the number of people who died by becoming tangled in their bed sheets.
You know, and it would correlate exactly if I was a cheese eater, if I were a cheese eater.
Yeah, probably. Letters in winning word of Scripps National Spelling Bee correlates with the number of people killed by venomous spiders.
I had no idea spelling was so dangerous.
That one's from like 1999 to 2009. Yeah, these are all 1999 to 2009. It's great. Well, let's put that in the show notes. This is terrific. You know what? I'm going to end up doing a cool stuff down on this because it's just hilarious.
I think that's awesome.
And I literally saw this as we started, and so it just had me completely distracted.
That's absolutely awesome. And that's this week's Apple Context Machine. If you have anything to comment
on. Hold on. Yeah, we still got to talk about the other things.
Oh.
So anyway, if you have anything to question or comment on this show, whatever, write us. ACM at MacObserver.com. Twitter, we're at Context Machine. And my voice is hammered from CES. So I got that thing going.
Yeah.
That low thing going right now.
And I don't know if my voice sounds lower, but it really feels lower right now. And I've got my special hot tea concoction going to get my voice working during the show.
Yeah, that's podcasting juice, right?
It definitely includes podcasting juice. For those of you that want to know my recipe, it's Earl Grey tea with a spoonful of raw local honey and a big splash of bourbon.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of bourbon.
Uh-huh. And recipes?
We have a sponsor this week, yeah.
Do tell.
Blue Apron is sponsoring Apple Context Machine this week.
That's fantastic. Who could have imagined that there would be a correlation between me talking about my recipe and Blue Apron being a sponsor this week?
Who could have thought that? And I tell you, I'm really looking forward to talking about them because I've cooked two of the meals that have been sent to me, and I'm stoked about this sponsor, man. This is good stuff.
That's awesome.
We'll get to that, though. We'll get to that a little bit later. A little bit later, we will get to that, and we will talk about our sponsor.
But first, the news.
Apple TV. Okay, here's the deal. This is what was pitched to me, and I thought maybe, you know, I haven't actually had time. I haven't taken the time. Okay, I just haven't done the work yet.
But just, you know, I was totally prepared to stick with singing the rest of the show for as long as you did.
Oh, I know. That's why I stopped, because I knew that you wouldn't call my bluff.
Nope.
So here's the story that was pitched to me. Shield TV from NVIDIA. That's their streaming device.
Okay, so NVIDIA, the company that makes the video cards.
Yeah, they do a lot more than just video cards these days. They're doing a lot of work in AI.
Right.
Mainly because their GPUs are used in a lot of AI stuff. And a lot of AI calculations, a lot of, you know, neural nets and machine learning, that sort of thing. So, and they also make this set-top box for streaming stuff. I don't know if it also does, if it's supposed to like stream. I don't even know. I don't know a whole lot about the Shield TV. I think they're going to send me one.
Oh, that'll
here's
be
a story
nice.
That was pitched to me. Yeah, my landlords will like it.
Yeah, well,
it's an Android thing.
You know, well, the reason I think it's really nice is because it'll be great for you to be able to experience this firsthand and then report back and let us know if this is the sort of thing we all need to be looking at. Does Apple need to be worried? You know, all that fun stuff.
It does some gaming too. Oh, you can play Android games. Huh. All right, whatever. That's not the point. Because the point is that this box is, they just announced support for Amazon's Prime TV service.
Wait, seriously?
Mm-hmm. The Amazon Prime TV service, the number two streaming service behind Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And well ahead of, what's that other company?
Hulu?
I don't know if they're well ahead of Hulu. I suspect that Hulu is third, but well ahead of Apple is my point.
Oh, okay. I was thinking well ahead from going
out. Apple with its media empire.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Getting its ass handed to it by Netflix and freaking Amazon of all companies. Whatever. Well, Shield TV is going to be support.
On a side note with Amazon, I mean, they're like seriously into media now. Angela and I went and saw Manchester on the Sea in the theater. So, you know, a theater movie. It's an Amazon movie. Big Amazon logo on the screen at the beginning of the movie.
Huh.
Yeah, that's how big they are into media now.
But yeah, anyhow. No, I get that. But my point is that Apple was there first, and Apple has let Amazon get ahead of them.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's annoying. So Shield TV is announcing support for Prime TV, Amazon Prime TV. And the story that was pitched to me is that this is the last device besides Apple TV to support Amazon Prime. So let's actually do some fact checking here on the air.
Okay.
With our listeners. What other devices do we have? We have the Roku, of course.
Right.
Okay. We know that Amazon Prime TV is on the Roku.
Okay. You can do streaming television from Xbox.
Okay. Xbox. All right. That's a good point.
Not
PS.
No, I think PS. What's the current model? Is it PS4?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So add PS4 to the list.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can do streaming TV with.
All right, hold on. We're about to break out the Sirius keyboard. PS4 streaming TV. Spelled
with
C. Why do you doubt me on things like this? You remember when you doubted me on the beer stuff, which I thought was really funny, since you don't drink?
I know. What the heck is that about? Where do I get off?
I know.
Touting you on things like that. All right, so PS4. All right. That's added. And Apple TV, of course. Chromecast. Any other real devices out there?
Okay, well, now we get into the kind of vague area, because there's a lot of smart TVs and Blu-ray TVs. And DVD player, you know, like streaming Blu-ray players.
I think that most of the smart TVs support Amazon Prime too.
I think so.
TiVo. All right. So that's a pretty good list. Amazon certainly.
Listeners,
certainly
the things that we're missing, let us know. What's the email address?
Yeah,
for Brian.
Well, the ACM at MacObserver.com. Now, the real point here there is that those are the major devices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if we're missing a major device, let us know. You do have Sling on the list? I forgot.
Nope.
Sling TV.
Sling TV. Yes, and that's going to be the other major one we're missing. So, Roku. Quick check. Roku. Amazon TV. Amazon Prime TV. Is it on there? Roku, Amazon Prime. Yeah, are you helping me out here?
I was letting you type because my keyboard's a lot louder than yours.
Well, that's fine. Let's knock this stuff out here, buddy.
All right. Well, hold on.
Amazon Instant Video on your Roku. Giddy up. It's on Roku. I knew it was on Roku anyway. Amazon Prime on Chromecast. Your keyboard is loud. What the heck's going on? What are you doing over there?
I'm just typing. It's a Matthias Tactile Pro. I love this keyboard. Let's see. Looks, you know, I've got a better search. Because I bet that Amazon has a web page.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
That's clever.
Okay. Amazon Video is available through the computer's browser as well as hundreds of streaming media devices, including smart TVs, Blu-ray players, set-top boxes, Roku, Google TV, TiVo, Amazon Fire TV, Fire Stick, game consoles, which includes PlayStation, Xbox, and Wii.
So, Alan, Wii, yep.
Yep. So that would not be the old Wii. That would be the more current one. Android devices, iOS devices, which, of course, does not include Apple TV, Fire Phone and Fire tablets. And then there's a link, amazon.com/watch now, which has a really nice list. Oh, man. You know what? It's possible the really old Wii supports Amazon Prime also. Dang. All right. So I've got this totally awesome link for you, Brian, that's doing all kinds of homework for you.
Yep. Excellent.
There you go.
We have a point here. We have a point here after we do our live research.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for being a part of the live research, people. On a side note, how do I have creamed possum and coon fat gravy garnished with sweet potatoes in a can showing up in my inspired by my browsing history list on Amazon?
That is a legitimate question.
I mean, honestly, I know what kinds of things I search for, and I don't get why that should be there. But the point is that you now have an awesome list that
shows
all kinds of stuff.
So I'm not seeing here is Chromecast, and I think I've found several workarounds for Chromecast, so you can at least get it on your Chromecast. Several workarounds for setting it up.
Okay.
Usually involving a computer or an Android device in conjunction.
All right, so I think in fairness for the research you're doing, you should not include Chromecast on your list of supported devices.
Well, Shield TV is not listed here either.
And it's brand new.
That support just got announced.
Right, so the Amazon list just hasn't been updated to include Shield TV.
Right. Many people who have purchased Google's Chromecast have wanted Chromecast Amazon Prime Instant Videos to their TV since Amazon doesn't officially support Google's Chromecast API. All right, so it's not on Chromecast. So the story pitched to me was not quite accurate, but it's pretty darn close.
Right.
The long and the short of it is that, you know, this makes me actually think this may be more Amazon than Apple. So here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Apple TV, which hasn't been updated. So how long has that been since Apple TV got updated? It's been more than a year, right?
For hardware, you mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been at least, it's been more than a year. It's, you know what? We might be going on like 2 or 3 years now. If only I had a tool to help me with that. And I do, but it'll be loud.
Yeah, we can do that, though.
Yeah. So you can keep talking, and I'm looking up when Apple TV came out.
Fourth generation.
September 2015.
Yeah, okay, so, but, you know, you're in 4 months now. Whatever. Yeah, I made a joke yesterday. It's like, yeah, I'd write Tim Cook an email on my new Mac, except for Apple doesn't make those anymore. I mean, what the hell are they doing? Where was the new iPad? You know, what the hell is Apple doing anymore? What the hell is Apple doing anymore?
Okay.
What, I mean, this what do is, they do?
This
what
is
do
a
they
problem.
Do? What do they sit around. What do they do?
Their secrecy puts us in a position where we have to doubt what they're doing because we're not seeing new stuff come out. For all we know, they have the most amazing thing we could ever possibly imagine that's going to get announced in March. But we have no way of knowing that. And so until something happens, by the way, I really don't know if there's a new thing coming in March. I just totally made that up.
I do not doubt that new products, new disruptive products are being developed at Apple. I do not doubt that. I have no doubt of that. My problem is this lack of iteration. Mm-hmm. I mean, why wasn't iPad Pro 12.9 inch updated last year? Why? I mean, just why?
That's a really good question.
Why have iMacs not been updated? Why have Mac Minis not been updated? Why has Mac Pro not been updated? Why has Apple TV not been updated? Why was the large iPad not updated?
Okay, so the iPads, I'm totally at a loss on that, especially when they released a model. It's the model you have now, the 9.7 inch iPad Pro.
That model was 15 or 16 months.
Right. So
in the making.
Yeah, so they released that, and it has the wider color gamut display, and and it has higher resolution cameras. So it has features that would be really nice to see on the 12.9 inch model. Why didn't that happen yet? I mean, I'm not seeing any valid reason for it.
What are they doing? What are they sitting around and doing? Because they're not sitting around making new Macs, and they're not sitting around making new new iPads. They don't seem to be sitting around making Apple TVs. They're not making cinema displays. They're not making airport devices. They're not sitting around making new versions of iWork or iLife. What are they doing?
They did release a new MacBook Pro, which I really like.
Yay!
And on the Apple TV, let's
give everybody at Apple a cookie. How long did that take? That was a year and a half, right? 2 years?
Yeah, it was like 2 years. And it would have been nice to see a new MacBook Pro come out last summer with Skylake processors, and then this next spring with Kaby Lake processors. But instead, they split the difference, gave us a new computer in November, was it? That has Skylake processors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at least they made a computer that I'm really enjoying.
All right. So in the meanwhile, Amazon Prime TV is not on Apple TV. It's on all the other devices except for Chromecast, but there are workarounds for Chromecast at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think Shield TV from NVIDIA is like a gangbuster product. I don't really even think it's a major competitor. I could be wrong about that. Don't know a whole lot about it yet.
Yeah, it's brand new. We don't know yet.
No, the device isn't brand new. Support for Amazon Prime is new.
Oh, all right. Well, that shows you how deep into television hunting I am.
Yeah, and it's being rolled out in the software update, so existing Shield members are going to get it. You know, and the question is, the thing is this, Amazon Prime TV has original programming that people like and people want. They're winning Emmys.
Yep.
They're making good quality original content.
Mm-hmm.
And if Apple is trying to make a set-top box where all of our stuff, where you can watch all of our stuff, Amazon Prime TV needs to be there for us as users.
Yes.
And we don't know who the problem, we don't know where the holdup is. We don't know if the holdup is with Apple or if the holdup is with Amazon.
I'm totally speculating here. I think the problem's with Amazon. And the reason I say that is because we do have Amazon Prime available on the iPad and iPhone. And we're talking about the same core operating system. So it's not like there's a technical issue that would prevent Amazon Prime from being on Apple TV.
Right. There's definitely no technical issue. Here's what you weren't done, were you?
No, but I bet we're going down the same path. So I'll say mine in a succinct way.
Sure. And then I can prattle on a bit.
Right. Yeah, that's how it works. Okay, so I think that that Amazon is choosing not to release an Apple TV version of Prime because they don't like the inherent limitations that are part of Apple TV apps. So selling content in Apple TV, it doesn't work the same as it does at, say, like on an iPad or an iPhone. And I don't.
They're not selling on the iOS apps either, right? You watch it there, but you don't buy it there.
I think I can buy. Hold on, we're going to see.
Well, right while you're now. Looking that up, I'm gonna say the same thing you said, slightly different, actually more succinct. Ironically, there is a term or terms that Apple is insisting on that Amazon doesn't want to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where so it's a little bit of both of them. You know, Amazon doesn't want to give and Apple doesn't want to give. And to a large extent, I like Apple. I definitely like Apple sticking to its principles when it comes to things like privacy and whatnot. But in my opinion, Apple needs to get Amazon Prime TV on the Apple TV. It needs to be there. And Netflix content needs to be searchable via Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can't do. It needs to, right? Netflix content is not available through the TV app. Is that correct? Am I getting that right? Because I don't have an Apple TV.
Oh, no. I watch Netflix on my Apple TV all the time. That's my primary source.
I know, but do you watch it through the TV app? Or do you watch it through the Netflix app?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, okay, excuse me. So the deal is you never watch content through the TV app. You watch it through the native app. TV app is like a portal that will take you
to the native apps.
To the native apps. And Netflix does not show up in the Apple TV app.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. And that needs to change, and Prime TV needs to change. The Apple needs to do what it's going to take to make those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to bloody well make this thing some kind of HomeKit hub. And it needs to get its button gear on HomeKit. When we saw a bunch of HomeKit stuff introduced at CES, which is a huge relief. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Apple is the company. HomeKit is the platform that I trust to be in my home.
Sure. And I totally get why. Apple has done a really great job of locking HomeKit down. And Apple has made it very clear that we are not interested in having...
Yeah, I don't want my smart devices being used to plunder my life for profit. I don't want it. I don't like it. And I trust HomeKit. I trust the HomeKit platform. So we saw a bunch of HomeKit stuff announced at CES, which is great. But did you notice that everything that was announced with HomeKit support also had support for Amazon Echo and Google Home?
Yeah, but that totally makes sense because the devices... everything that you need to do that is there anyhow.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense for those manufacturers to do this.
Right.
But they absolutely, I mean, you know, essentially HomeKit's been out there longer than Echo or Google Home. And, you know, they're getting more support than HomeKit is, but we did see HomeKit stuff introduced and every single HomeKit product that I saw came with Echo and Home support too. That's my point.
Yeah. Nope.
So Apple wasn't stealing any marches on anybody, right? Apple wasn't getting products that were only available for HomeKit that I saw. Okay. Is Elgato still doing HomeKit only stuff?
Yes, and that's because their devices are designed specifically for HomeKit. They connect via Bluetooth, and they are HomeKit exclusive.
Right. Did they introduce anything that wasn't HomeKit exclusive?
No.
Yeah, all right. Giddy up. Sport Elgato.
There you go. Okay, so...
this is their Eve product line.
Yes.
Yeah. So go ahead, please. What were you going to say?
I am having a hard time finding... I can't find any content that's not Prime. So I can't tell if there's anything that I can't access from inside the app.
Yeah, I'm almost positive you can't purchase content through the app.
I can log in to HBO through Amazon Channels, which is
all right.
But yeah, and okay. So here's the problem. I can't think of anything that wouldn't be Amazon Prime so that I can search for it.
Fair enough.
So anyhow, so everything that I've looked for is already Prime.
Yeah, I mean, the point is, like, I'm glad at least the Netflix app is on Apple TV. I mean, that's good. But Apple needs Amazon Prime TV, and it needs both of these things in the TV app. If Apple wants the TV app to be a credible place for us to get all our content, it's got to be the two number one streaming services producing original content. And Netflix is producing great content, and Amazon Prime TV is producing great content. Apple needs these things.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And Apple needs to make those things happen. Apple has all the money in the world. Make it happen.
Yes. All right, you're going to love how I just figured out that the Amazon Prime app on iPad doesn't let you purchase or written content.
Mm-hmm. But you listened to me when I said it? Is that how you figured it out?
Nope.
Okay, how?
I went and looked up the 1966 Batman TV series. And you can rent it to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you have to do it from Amazon. And then and then it will appear as something that's available in the Prime app. So
that's because Amazon doesn't want to give Apple its cut, and I don't blame Amazon for that. And I don't blame Apple for that either, although it's a bit trickier.
Yeah, Apple needs to make money, Amazon needs to make money, and it turns out that neither wants to give up their cut.
Right. You know who else needs to make money?
Who? Tell me, Brian, who?
We do.
We totally do.
Yeah, we do. Our sponsors are vitally important. It's wonderful to have a sponsor on ACM. Blue Apron is our sponsor on ACM. Now, what Blue Apron does is they send you fresh ingredients tied to specific recipes to your home.
Yeah. So it's almost like mail order dinners that you then make yourself. Yeah,
right. Except for these are ingredients. You're going to be cooking this stuff yourself. Now, I like that. There's the other places that'll send you full meals. What Blue Apron is doing is they're sending you ingredients, and they're sending you the recipes to turn those ingredients into meals. I have made, so they set me up with their sort of like a starter pack, three meals for two people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I got all the ingredients. I've made two of those meals. And, you know, I tell you, I am a good cook for the things I know how to make.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little bit of intimidated about cooking new things because I don't know how to do it. Right. So,
yeah, but they give you these really nice recipes that you can just follow along.
Yes. And quite frankly, those recipes have taught me how to cook some things. So, you know, they're not like sending you ingredients of like specialized powders and weird stuff that can only be combined in certain ways. They're sending you fresh food. Yeah. They're sending you fresh food, you know, fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, fresh
meat, poultry,
meats,
fish.
Thank you, meat, poultry, yeah,
spices,
and spices, but they're just ordinary spices. They're not like spice packs. They're not like, you know, like flavor packs or something like that. So here's another thing. So I get this. Have you gotten these yet?
Mm-hmm.
You got your package?
I have to tell you, I am getting ready to do a party seriously, I'm doing a Blue Apron party, and I'm going to have a bunch of friends come over, and we're going to make stuff together, and I'm going to have everyone try all these things and tell me what they think.
So you get all the stuff, and it comes in this large thing. It's all ice packed. It's when it's delivered, it's, and when it's being shipped, everything's, you know, stays fresh and chilled. And here's one of the nifty things. You look at this, these recipe cards. They're first of all on a cardstock. You know, I plan on keeping these and having them lie around. But then at the bottom of each of these recipe cards are pictures of the darn things that you need from their pack to make the food. And that makes it real easy to sort this stuff. I mean, like, you know, if you can read and look at pictures, you can make this stuff. That's my point.
And it's good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I made two of the meals. You haven't made any of them yet. I've made two of the meals. They were both delicious. The directions were all excellent. The ingredients were all delicious. They're, you know, high quality ingredients, very, very high quality ingredients. You know, I was getting the dinners for two. So what I've done so far is I made them both at the same time. I followed my instructions religiously, made them both at the same time, and then had the leftovers the next day.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, and it really worked for me. I mean, I love this stuff, man. I love this stuff. If you want fresh and easy food delivered to you with recipes, you've got to try this. And the thing is that it's taught me how to make some of the things that I didn't know how to make. I mean, I'm not just following by as someone who loves cooking, but doesn't have a huge repertoire, but does, you know, I do well with what I do know how to make. Mm-hmm. This is expanding my repertoire. I just love it, man. It's great. I'm so glad they're sponsoring us. And, yeah. And I want you out there. I want you to go give these people a try.
Oh yes, please do.
And the awesome thing is that you check out this week's menu and you can get the first three meals for free,
mm-hmm.
with free shipping. All you have to do is
go to three meals for two people for free.
Three meals for two people for free.
Not even shipping charges. They just send it to you. Not even
shipping charges. Yes. I mean, that's when I heard that that's what the promotion was. I was like, really? They're free? That's crazy. Anyway, so all you have to do is go to blueapron.com/ACM. Right.
I wasn't ready to write that down. Tell me again, Brian, so I can write it down.
blueapron.com/ACM. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. It's blueapron.com/ACM. Order there. Get your first three meals for free. It's a better way to cook, man. It's a better way to cook. Blue Apron. I love this. I totally love this. And
it's economical too.
Yeah, it is economical.
Less than $10 a meal per person.
Yeah. So go support them. Please support them because they're supporting us, and we need that support. We want that support, and we want you to support them. We've never had a sponsor that I don't love.
Yeah,
and I'm so thankful for that. You know, the folks over at Backbeat Media work with good folks, and it makes our job easy, doesn't it?
It does, and I also like knowing that our listeners aren't going to go hungry.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So
thank you, Blue Apron. You guys rock.
Yeah, thanks to Blue Apron. It's blueapron.com/ACM. Go check them out for sure. Can't say enough good things. I've got one more meal to cook. I'm going to cook that tomorrow. I got leftovers to eat tonight, and I'm looking really forward to the cooking tomorrow too.
Awesome.
All right. So we have, I lost my thing. Oh yeah. iPad deck shuffling, deck chair shuffle by Ming-Chi Kuo.
Oh, man. I'm still stuck on you. You lost your stuff. And the great thing is, when we decided what our topics were for today,
mm-hmm.
I hadn't written any of them down, but you typically write them down, then shoot them right over to me, and you didn't today.
So, I didn't,
So I was scrambling, trying to figure out what it was that we were going to talk. Hey, look, there's all this stuff that's suddenly showing up for me.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. So what the heck did Ming-Chi Kuo say?
He said that Apple's getting ready to make new iPad models, and one of the sizes they're looking at releasing is a 10.5-inch screen iPad.
So that's just going to shake things up.
Yeah, so it'll sit between the 9.7-inch Air, and which is also the size of the small iPad Pro, and then at the high end you'll have the 12.9-inch iPad Pro. So we'll have 7.9-inch mini, 9.7-inch Air, and small Pro. And then we'll have the 10.5-inch mid Pro and the 12.9-inch big Pro.
Whatever. This feels like the same nonsense. I wanted to use a stronger term, but we do try to keep a family friendly rating here. It feels like the same nonsense about Apple throwing in a third.
I think you should use sassafras, because that's going to sound great with you saying this is the same old sassafras we've heard.
This is the same old sassafras. Now that you mention it,
see, that's awesome.
This is the same old sassafras. But what was the Apple was going to do another like a 5-inch device?
Yeah,
for the iPhone line.
Yeah, or maybe a 5.8-inch. Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe whatever. Yeah, I don't. First of all, if Apple does that, it's going to feel a lot. Unless there's some freaking reason that Apple can show us that what the iPad line really needs is that little sweet spot, right?
It's a fourth screen.
The fourth screen that's just a little bit bigger than the 9.7-inch and a lot smaller than the 12.9. Unless Apple can show me a compelling reason why we need that size, if Apple actually does this, I'm going to be severely, severely disappointed.
You know, I'm really having a hard time buying into this 10.5-inch iPad. And now, granted, I'm a small subset of users, considering I'm just me, and I don't have a split personality disorder. So it's really just me. But I found that my iPad Air doesn't get used nearly as much as it did now that I have an iPad Pro. But my
The big iPad Pro.
Yeah. So I have the proper
iPad Pro. You have the 12.9.
Pro. Yeah. I don't have the training size like you.
Hey, listen, man, I like the 12.9, but I don't want to carry it around with me all the time.
Well.
And I don't want to read a book with it at night.
But I've also found that I use my iPad Mini a lot now.
That's
it used
true.
To just
you
sit also, around.
You're also you're a freak though. You have all three sizes of the iPad. I have all
three sizes in the iPad. Yeah.
Yeah. So who gives a crap what you think? Because you don't represent people.
Nightshade cares.
I care, man. I care. But the point is that I don't think we can look at any of your use cases scenarios as and derive something that is somehow representative for everybody.
I don't have any problem with extrapolating out from me to the whole world.
Yeah, fair. Okay,
I learned
fair
it enough. From you, man. I'm giving you a hard time just because I can.
It is all about me. But 9.7 and 10.5, I don't see any reason for both of those products to exist. I mean, like, there would be almost no noticeable difference between those two sizes.
Except
if you
that one would be a little cumbersome.
A little bit. I mean, but like if someone had both, they would notice the difference. But if someone like two sets of people who have one or the other, it would be essentially the same to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I don't buy this rumor. And if Apple does do it, because Ming-Chi Kuo has an excellent track record. Is an excellent
yes,
track
but
record.
He also has in the past said Apple's doing specific things with the iPhone that hasn't happened.
That's true. That's true. Actually, now that you mentioned that, his
iOS track record is spotty.
It's becoming tarnished.
Yeah. So I'm with you. I'm not buying into the 10.5.
I'm not buying it, but worse, if Apple does it, I'm going to be very disappointed. Because this is shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic.
I would likely be disappointed. But
I'm not saying that Apple's doomed. I'm not adding myself to the Death Note counter.
So we should pick a different ship that didn't snap in half and sink. So how about they're just shuffling deck chairs on the Pacific Princess?
It's got a hole in it.
Well, initially, and then it broke in half.
You know, I like shuffling deck chairs on the princess because I am a pretty princess.
You are. You're very pretty. It's my
pretty princess era, and I'm high maintenance, and I'm a high maintenance princess about a lot of things, including, by the way, Apple's lack of new products coming out. And if we see a 9.7 and a 10.5 and a 12.9 inch iPad, I'm just going to be, like I said, Apple's going to have to show me why this device needs to be made, or it's going to have some feature that's very specific to it. Right. And that the reason why Apple's doing it as another side is to very clearly differentiate the products.
Yes.
Absent that, I don't want to see this coming out because that's just sassafras.
I'm still kind of stuck on Pacific Princess and you. And now I'm just visualizing every time you walk in a room, we hear the Love Boat, exciting and new. And I just kind of went that. Maybe I need to change your ringtone now.
Sure.
All right. So anyhow, my final take on the 10.5-inch iPad, whatever model, is that I don't think it's happening. But if it does, Apple needs to show me a very compelling reason why that size needed to happen. Yes. And as it stands right now, there's no compelling reason that I can see.
Well, Apple, okay, to be fair, Apple hasn't introduced this product, nor has Apple, right, therefore given us said compelling reason. I don't see that compelling reason. I don't know, man. I wonder, by the way, if we don't really have a whole lot of time to get into this, but it's interesting that Apple has lost a couple people to Tesla.
Yes, it is. They lost the guy that was like the spearhead for developing the Swift.
Latner? Mike, yes. Latner, is that his name?
That sounds right. Yeah.
If only we had had some way of doing research ahead of time.
Hey, I burned through my research power looking up Amazon stuff for you.
Yeah, but we did that live. I mean, like, anyway, whatever. Latner, Mr. Latner has gone to Tesla, and then Casebolt.
Yes, and he was involved.
Chris Latner.
Okay, and Mike Casebolt. Is that right?
Matt Casebolt.
He is one of the people that was responsible for designing the body for the Touch Bar MacBook Pro. And the very MacBook Pro I enjoy.
Yeah, and the MacBook Air too, I think. He's a senior director of design, or he was a senior director of design for the Mac lineup. And so here's the thing. I know for a fact that Apple was stealing a lot of people from Tesla when it was serious about a car. Mm-hmm. And now that Bob Mansfield has shifted that car project in new directions, it seems like Apple is losing some people back. But no, neither one of these people are car people. Swiss guy, Mr. Latner, he might have been working in the car department.
They are actually, now.
They are now, right. Mr. Casebolt was not, I don't believe he was working. He could have been working on the car. He wouldn't have been, though, if he was working, if he made design this particular MacBook Pro. So, I mean, this isn't like car people leaving because the car project is being shifted or scaled back. This is other people leaving Apple and going to another car company. Mm-hmm. And coincidences happen. Timing is everything. But I call losing two to important people like this, I call this a blow to Apple.
I'd call it a blow to Apple too. I don't know if it's a if it's the type of blow that's going to have a serious negative impact on the company, but it certainly hurts. And
it certainly hurts while we're seeing all this no new products shipping. You know, we get reports of the Mac team feeling like they, you know, like no one gives a crap anymore, right? And that they, you know, they've lost a lot of prestige within the company. And this reality that we don't see any new products shipping out of Apple. We had 14 new products last year, right? We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
14 new products shipped at Apple last year. It's the most ridiculous year of all time for the world's most valuable company. It's ridiculous. I'm going to ask what I asked before. What the hell are they doing? What are they doing? What are they sitting around doing? Because they're not shipping new products.
Okay, so you need to pull one piece out of that statement. What are they sitting around doing? And change it to what are they doing? Because we don't know if they're just sitting around, or maybe they're running around like crazy working on the most amazing new thing that's just going to blow our socks off when it comes out.
Okay. All right. First of all, I so love your pedantry here. This is fantastic.
Thank you. I learned it from you.
Yeah. I feel closer to you than I've ever felt.
I love you too.
Secondly, screw you. What do you mean, man? They're just sitting around. And I don't care if they're working on all these amazing new products. You got to keep the old stuff flowing too, because we need the old stuff. We need the new Macs.
That's true.
We need the new iPads. Well, at the very least, we want the new iPads. But I mean, Apple needs to do what it takes to work on the big picture new stuff and keep the old pipeline flowing.
Yes.
Keep that stuff flowing. True. Either that or just say, screw the Macs. We're not going to do it anymore. We don't really care. We're just going to work on all this amazing new stuff. Go to Windows because we don't give a crap.
But they can't do that. I mean,
they could.
No, they literally cannot do that. Because if they stop making the Mac, how do you write apps for the iPhone and iPad?
Well, that is a good question. And for a long time, that was my reassurance for why Apple would remain committed to the Mac. Because what the hell are Apple people going to work on? Are they going to work on Windows boxes like animals?
No, they'd switch to Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, I doubt that. But I mean,
I just wanted to drop Raspberry Pi reference into the show.
Yeah, fair enough. But this is increasingly becoming a good question because they may need those Macs internally, but it's not like they're making secret machines for their people to use that they're not selling to the rest of the world. They're just not making any new stuff. What are they doing? What are they sitting around, standing around, dancing around, prancing around, meditating about? What the hell are they doing? Because they're not shipping new products. I want to see some new products.
AirPods?
I want to see iterated new products. I will wait for the awesome new disruptive stuff for when it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I will wait for that. I want to see new iterated products. Super frustrated. You know what doesn't leave me frustrated?
What doesn't leave you frustrated?
Blue Apron. Blue Apron, our sponsors. BlueApron.com/ACM. BlueApron.com/ACM. Please go check these people out. Show them the same love that they're showing us. Try them out. You get three free meals. Three free meals for two people.
You know, and if you make them just for yourself and don't
share,
that's six meals. That's six meals.
It's six meals for me. I'm cooking for myself.
But you know what? Make them with someone else. Make this a sharing event, because cooking with someone else can be really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you're doing. You're going to do your party thing. And that's just terrific. So Blue Apron, a better way to cook. They're sponsoring us. BlueApron.com/ACM. Go check them out. And we got to run.
We do. So I'm going to click this right here. And that's this week's Apple Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, write us at ACM@MacObserver.com. And hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah, our content is written by the good people at the Mac Observer. Our bandwidth is provided by CashFly, the basses by Boom, recorded just for TMO. And that's all for this week.
And stay subscribed.
We'll see you online at the Mac Observer.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. I did some backup singing for you right there.